Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm an engineer.
What's happening? B-Dot here. And of course, in season 3 of I Didn't Know, maybe you didn't either, we partnered with Nissan to highlight black engineers with a focus on STEAM. But I know you're thinking, B-Dot, how do you find the greatest black engineer from year to year? And I introduce to you, Bia. Not Lil Jon and the Eastside Boys. That was Bia Bia. Totally different spelling.
I didn't know, maybe you didn't need. I didn't know, maybe you didn't need. I didn't know, maybe you didn't need. I didn't know.
Bia, B-E-Y-A, the Black Engineer of the Year. And they hold the Bia Conference every single year. Bia turns 40 in 2026. And this year, for the very first time in over a decade, it returns to downtown Baltimore. And you know you gotta say Baltimore with a D. The very first Bia Conference was 1987 on those streets of Baltimore. And since then, 900 people in science, technology, and engineering and math have received category awards, while 37 folks have been selected as the Black Engineer of the Year. Now, the Bia STEM Conference is where the STEM community connects. They learn from one another. They nurture that STEM pipeline. And it's a pool of highly qualified and prepared folks ready to be hired. Just last year, Bia saw a record number of 12,000 people that pulled up. Now, listen, it's not just a place for the STEM community to network. Oh, no, develop employees. Oh, and of course, showcase their own brands and say, hey, employees, we hiring. But they also honor the Black Engineer of the Year. And the 2024 Black Engineer of the Year is Dr. Ken Washington, a.k.a. Dr. K-Dub. I don't know if that's his actual nickname. That's just something I sort of gave him. Let's move right along. Now, Dr. Ken Washington, he's got extensive experience leading technology development across numerous industries. Robotics, automotive, consumer products, and space. And he got all his degrees from Texas A&M, an advanced degree in nuclear engineering, his bachelor's, and his master's. Now, Dr. Ken Washington is currently the Senior Vice President and Chief Technology and Innovation Officer at Medtronic. And his mission is to help expand the use of Medtronic's technology, the robotics, the AI, the sensors, and the implantables. Listen, before I get you out of here, four letters, A-B-E-T, the Accreditation Board for Engineering and Technology. Now dig this, it's only 15 A-B-E-T accredited HBCU engineering schools in the country. But these 15 institutions are responsible for 1/3 of the black engineers annually, every single year. Those 15 HBCUs are responsible for producing the STEAM workers that's helping create and sustain the STEAM workforce the government and industry need in order to compete in this global society. Now, of those 15 institutions, the deans use the Bia venue to collab with industry leaders and receive feedback and support. See, those 15 deans, they put together a little group. They have annual meetings, they host roundtables where they talk with industry leaders, and they showcase all that research on their campuses. So big shouts to those 15 ABET accredited HBCU engineering schools. Alabama A&M, FAMU, Hampton, Howard, Jackson State, Morgan State, Norfolk State, them Aggies from A&T, Prairie View, Southern, Tennessee State, Tuskegee, the University of the District of Columbia, University of Maryland Eastern Shore, and Virginia State University. Because they are literally the cornerstone of the engineering pipeline in America. And I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either.
I didn't know.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.